Start the show.
Two bears, one cave. Making it hot and looking good. He's Bert Kreischer. I'm Tom Segura.
Let's just put the pedal to the metal and go. This is a perfect way to start off this show. 12 years in the making. It's gonna be a fucking shit show.
Everyone's gonna hate it. 100%.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless. When Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, more like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over, and setting up on Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Welcome to Two Bears, One Cave. I'm Tom Segura. With me, as always, is Little Piggy.
I'm murdering drinks. I have a drinking problem, like just fluids.
Bert Kreischer, that's your
Bert
name.
Bert Kreischer.
Yeah. You've been drinking a lot?
Dude, I've been murdering.
So people
fluids.
Don't know about, for Sober October, there is only one caveat that allows basically somebody to win this year, and that is that you can, if you're 205 legit at the end of the month, then you win.
Then I win. I don't know what I am right now. I'm going to weigh myself today.
Yeah.
For the first time. I'm guessing.
Yeah, what is your guess?
Low 230s to maybe high 220s.
Already?
Yeah.
You think so?
I have been so good on this diet, you have no idea.
What are you doing?
Intermittent fasting, high protein, low carbs, meaning, I've had some bread.
Yeah.
But like lots of greens and protein, and I'm not eating from 8 until noon.
From 8 p.m.?
8 p.m. till noon. My last meal's at 8 p.m. and then I won't eat for 16 hours. Dude, and I love intermittent fasting.
You do?
I love it. And
do you feel that whole building? Like, are you like, whoa, man, I'm so hungry?
No, not at all.
Not by the time you eat?
By the time I go to eat, I'm like, yeah, I could eat. But the wheel, when the wheels come off, the wheels come off.
How do the wheels come off? This is what I live for.
Yeah. On the airplane yesterday.
Yeah.
I've got two bananas and some nuts, and I'm watching my watch going, come on, baby, come on. Get 16 hours. I ate those bananas like I was a gorilla in captivity. I was just, and then nuts, and then I...
No cookies? No,
I didn't eat a cookie or bread on the plane. I had a beet salad, a strawberry. I've had fruit. I'm cool with fruit. And yeah, I've been eating really good.
Good, man.
It's weird, though. I'm in control of, like, remember how I said, like, I was like, my brain will go like, oh, I can have a drink. And then I go, oh, I can't have anything.
Yeah.
I'm starting to do that with stuff like melatonin. Melatonin.
Yeah.
Like, ooh, I'm going to have a melatonin tonight.
Yeah. And it's exciting.
Dude, this fucking Whoop told me I slept 3 hours last night, right?
No, it didn't.
I woke up this morning at 6 a.m. to go to Hot Spin. My Whoop says I slept 3 hours. So immediately I'm exhausted, right?
Yeah.
I'm going, what the fuck? Was I up? Was I rolling around? Was I not getting deep sleep? So I get up, I go to Hot Spin. I'm like, ugh, I'm just like, I'm so beat. Oh, right? I get out of Hot Spin. I check my Whoop to see what my strain was. And then it goes, hey, you slept 8 hours last night. I'm like, yeah. Asshole.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I feel amazing. Dude, I want to create one of these that just lies to you. And see, like it's called the placebo effect.
Yeah.
And see how good you think.
How good do you feel? Like, I slept great. You slept 10 more minutes than me last night. I checked.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll get into it in a minute. Let's get into this real quick.
Oh, yeah, okay? Yeah.
Do you feel like, no, your family would be bummed out if you were gone. The kids would be. I'll rephrase it.
I think
the
Isla kids, would be.
Yeah.
I think Isla would be like, great, no one to kill root beers with in the man cave.
And Georgia, she'd be like.
I think Georgia would be like, this is a time for me to prove my mettle as a human.
Yeah.
It's time for me to show mom that I can pick up the slack and I can take off with all the stuff dad didn't do,
and
I can do.
Leanne would be like, it's a new life.
Leanne would be like, yeah. Oh, I can't wait. My podcast is going to blow up. Thinking about pulling the plug on that fucking thing. Fucking.
My God. All right. Fucking. Wait, so if you guys are not aware, you know, we're doing Sober October. That's why we're doing more episodes this month on this show.
I got to be honest with you. You know, obviously, Joe has a bigger global mind than definitely than Tom and I. And
bigger way what? More than,
big global mind. Like, the way he looks at things is a little bigger picture than me and you, and definitely bigger than hey, I didn't think it through, Shafir. And so... I got so many good secrets about Ari. So,
Are you guys talking again?
We've communicated. Yeah.
Okay. Communicated. All right. Good. Good.
And he sent a very, very, very heartfelt apology to Leanne.
Oh, really?
Like legit. I mean, I don't want to blow up Ari's spot.
I know.
Thing is, like, I don't apologize or anything, but I think he's, we've communicated, everything's on the mend, I think.
All right. Good.
But, you know, Joe's always said, you know, there's a lot of people that do this Sober October that, you know, it does change people's lives.
Yeah.
I ran into this one kid, man, I almost started crying. He was in Fort Myers. He came up to me with his brother. His brother's fucking wasted. And the kid was like, dude, I did Sober October with you guys last year. You guys are an inspiration. He's like, I'm down, you know, 125 pounds or something. By the way, he's a good-looking kid now. Mm-hmm. Like, and you look at him, and he's in great shape. And he's young enough that his body bounced back. And I couldn't stop thinking that this silly, stupid thing we do where we don't drink or do drugs and we do some fucking competition that can be overwhelming at times changed this kid's life forever. And I kept thinking, he's going to get to have the life that he wanted to have.
Yeah.
The first time I ever lost weight was when I met Leanne, and I kept saying, I want the girl that doesn't know that I'm around. Like, I want the girl that's blowing me off right now. I kept thinking that.
Right.
And I go, in order for her to recognize me, I have to lose weight. Right now, she just sees me as a slob, and I want to find her, I want to get her, and then I want to be the slob.
Did you meet Leanne and then go, I'm going to get in shape?
No, I got down to 186 pounds.
And then met her.
And then met Leanne, and then was like, all right, this is my girl.
Now I'll be a slob.
Yeah. And see if I can get her fat.
No, I actually had a couple of people go like, you know, when you guys did your Sober October, you were talking about not maybe ringing the bell, blowing it off. And they're like, I got so sad because.
There were a lot of people
that
I've run into. They were like, dude, I when I heard Joe talking about ringing the bell, like I really was like, please don't do this. Like I'm. So
they want to do it with you.
So many people are doing it with me, and things have grown to the place where no one's being fucking jerks at bars. Like, because I still go to the bars and hang out with the fans after the show. I just don't drink. And I mean, people are coming up to me saying stuff like, "How are you doing this?" And I'm like, "It's very easy. Like, I don't need to drink to have a good time."
Is that because you read the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous that Dr. Drew recommended?
True. Can I tell you what I think is really fucking me up a little bit? Joe talked about this. I talked to Drew about it. But ecstasy, Molly, MDMA or whatever it's called, is used to treat alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you take it, a lot of times it destroys your urge to drink for up to 3 weeks is what he said. And I have no urge to drink. I can think about drinking, like, you know?
Yeah.
Like at the airport, I'm like, oh, I wouldn't mind a cocktail. And then I go,
Yeah.
Like in a weird way, I also build up, I think it's an OCD part of me.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, I build up where I go, I haven't drank in now 14 days. I feel fucking good. I should just keep going. But I don't know. It's cool to see, and I'm seeing a lot of people with Whoop straps on.
Yeah.
I saw this guy yesterday, and he was like, dude, what's up? And I go, are you wearing a Whoop strap? He's like, dude, I'm fucking obsessed.
It's the best.
I love this thing.
I love it because it's fun to break down data. I love the data.
The most, if you look at my strain, pull up our Whoop, the most strain I got, the most strain I got was fucking spearfishing.
I believe it.
I didn't sweat, obviously, because I'm in the ocean, but we were in the water for an hour and 45 minutes.
How is Ari in the strain lead?
That can't be accurate.
Yeah. Looks like he's been doing something. His recovery looks...
All he does is sleep.
Yeah, I know. The guy with no fucking kids or wife.
No responsibility. No kids.
Yeah, his average is 14-1.
What's my average? What's my average strain? 11. Oh, yeah. My average strain sucks because I have taken days off, and then a 5 really takes it out of you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But look at that strain on the day we went spearfishing.
Yeah.
It was so high, and I'm like,
dude, for you, the fucking crazy thing is your average sleep is terrible.
Oh, dude. I mean, you know, well, I think...
You might have a case to talk to a doctor about allowing you to drink again.
Yeah, I'm dying to see... how great would it be if Whoop came back and they're like, apparently drinking's good for sleep. I'm afraid, but I think all those yellows are on the bus and all those reds are on the bus.
Oh, right.
So I wonder if it notices the bus moving and thinks I'm awake.
Hmm.
You know, because the bus is moving. It'll log like 4 hours, and that's the time from when
Joe sleeps less than I thought. Will you go to Joe?
Dude, Joe's recovery is for shit.
Look at his...
His recovery is like, don't eat it, don't eat it, don't eat it. I'll get through this. 13 is when his
okay,
watch
so
is
look,
dead.
He's doing... Six, he just slept.
His recovery was great at the beginning.
Six, five, seven. No, I guess he gets decent sleep. Six, eight. But he's got a lot of like 5.5, 5, you know? Like, that's not great sleep.
Five, dude, go back to his sleep. I want to see Joe's sleep.
That's sleep right there. See, those are the times.
Yeah, okay. 5 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 5 hours.
Yeah.
Four hours, five. Yeah, Joe, but I think it's, once again, it's one of those things like when you do the BMI scale and you look at Joe and you go, technically he's obese, he's not.
Right.
I think this is one of those things where he's still probably performing at a level beyond what we could wrap our heads around. And if he got that green sleep, I think he would be shocked at how different.
Well, the thing that I started to pay attention to is the few times that I've gotten like optimal sleep, it really changes my day.
Right.
And I feel much better. I mean, look at my sleep and my...
Oh, my God.
So my sleep...
You look like a reggae band.
I mean, you can see like...
Jesus
I got
Christ,
a lot
Tom,
of
what do you
sixes,
do? Just...
But I got 8 one time, 7.5, 7:40, right? 7:27. Those days, amazing. The days where it's... Anything that it's close to 6 or less than 6, I fucking feel like shit. You know, that there's that day there, it's 5-something.
But how are you getting like... When you have 6 hours and 3 minutes... But you're getting your recovery is so high.
I don't know. That must be a... If you don't sleep that much and your strain's low that day, I think you can recover well. If your strain's high, you need to sleep more to recover well.
Dude, it's hard to get a high strain on this Whoop. Like, this has really redefined everything. I've always gone by my watch, and my watch always says it kind of like candy coats everything.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, you killed it today. My and then you look at your Whoop, and your Whoop's like, oh, your strain's bullshit. Dude, there were days... If you look at some days, my strain's 12, but I did hot spin in the morning and then ran 4 miles at night.
Yeah.
And I'm doing good with calories, but like my strain isn't high.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I want to get an expert on my podcast, a Whoop guy, because I really want to explain, I want him to explain what HRV is.
I've asked for it too. I was like, give me a better explanation. Because I did the research that HRV is your heart rate variability. And I don't, some days
I still don't
it's
understand
like
what
your,
that means.
I still don't, I read about it. I read multiple articles about it, and I was like, oh, cool. I still don't have the reading comprehension skills to process this.
Dude, I read that, and what happens to your... Like, I used to have a joke about it when I read Memoirs of a Geisha.
Mm-hmm.
I would start reading. I was born on the windy cliffs of Okinawa, and then my brain goes, oh, I wonder if she knows Mr. Miyagi. And then as I read, I would keep like kind of like going, hey... I wonder, and I cannot read information and then process the information.
How's your reading going? Are you reading?
No.
I
started reading a book about Uber.
Yeah.
And not a book on how to get an Uber. But
press this button. Wait. Fill out your credit card form.
No, about Uber and I'm trying to get my, here we go. You ready? I'll tell you what my sleep was. Last night on my Garmin, it says I slept 8 hours and 19 minutes.
Oh, Jesus.
Which is not accurate.
No, I think the Whoop's probably more accurate. By the way, did you see, speaking of Uber, I just think of Ashton Kutcher because he's an investor in all many, so many things.
Is he really?
Yeah, did you see that thing like 2 weeks ago when all these celebrities were like, I want to be in touch with my fans, so text me. They all started posting these videos.
Yeah, Whitney did that. And I was like,
Sebastian, Diddy, who else? A couple other huge celebrities. And I was like, what kind of bullshit is this? They're like, here's my phone number.
Let's text Whitney. Let's text Whitney
it's
right
not,
now.
But that's the thing. Is like,
and find out what it is.
I started to do research. I was like, what is, I know this is a gimmick.
It's
I know
a gimmick.
This is bullshit.
Dude, it's the same thing.
No, it's Ashton Kutcher. So it's what he invested. It's a company he has invested in called Community. And so it's hooking all these people to be like, can I text this celebrity? And then you get an auto response back like, hey, it's me. It's Diddy, but I'm in the studio right now. I'll get back to you.
Wait, did you text him?
No, I didn't.
Wait, get us some numbers. Get us some numbers. Let's text this horseshit fucking app.
It's such bullshit.
Dude, I hate when you can I tell you what? Want to know? There was one called Say Now that we were all a part of. Probably 10 years ago. Say Now, they get you a number.
If you go, hey, hold on. If you go to like Diddy's, what's it called? Instagram, you can definitely see it there. And I'll even tell you which one it is because I was laughing at. Scroll, keep scrolling. It's gonna be not there. Keep going. How
Jesus
much does this
Christ.
Fucker post? Hold on, man.
Diddy, by the way, can I tell you the saddest thing about P. Diddy?
Huh?
He doesn't have any friends.
Really? You think he's sad?
No, dude, I'm telling you when I say this.
Yeah.
Puff Daddy doesn't have any friends.
Yeah, I mean, people.
No. You don't understand what I'm saying. He doesn't have. Stop looking at the screen and look at me.
Okay.
He doesn't have any friends. I used to follow him on Periscope.
Yeah.
And every fucking night was him by himself in his house with a bottle of champagne, like turned up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd be like going to his kids' rooms, like, hey, do you guys want to hang out?
Go back
like,
up.
Like, Dad, come on, go back to your room. Like, Puff Daddy doesn't have any friends. It broke my heart. I would watch him every night and be like,
tell him you'll be his friend.
Have you ever seen the video of him on Drink Champs?
No.
Oh.
Wait, keep going up. Because I think that...
do you think they canceled the app?
I think there's a possibility that the video is gone.
I guarantee you. Because I guarantee you, in today's fucking world where they take
Try
down Jeremy Renner's app...
Is this it? Could this possibly be it?
Yep.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
I shouldn't do this, but text me.
Okay,
all right,
send the text.
Diddy, I gotcha.
917.
I want to be your friend. I want you to have friends.
Yeah.
I could be your friend.
746.
917. 1-917.
746.
746
1444. Yeah, send a text. Send a text.
Text him. What happens
if
I call?
It says text. It says text.
What happens if I call?
I don't know. It's gonna be like, hey, yo, dog, I'm hitting.
What if he answers?
He's not answering.
Is this Sean? Hey, Sean, it's Bert.
He's not gonna answer. No. But
what's up, y'all? This is your boy Love. Thank y'all for calling. I'm probably, you know, running a marathon, making a hit record, doing something in the lane of black excellence and love and peace and positive vibrations. So I can't pick up the phone right now.
Uh-huh.
But if you text me.
Text me.
I'll make sure I hit you
If you
back.
Text me.
Okay. Oh, thank God. Okay. I was worried for a
send
second.
Send the text and tell me if you get an auto reply.
Okay.
Let's text send them. A text. Be like, what up, Black?
Hey, Sean, it's Bert. Dash. I've been following you on Periscope, and I feel like you don't have any friends. And I was wondering if you wanted to hang out sometime. Maybe go get a coffee or a smoothie or a cold pressed juice. Period. Please text back. Dash the machine. Okay. Oh, I misspelled Sean.
It's all right.
Wow. He texts right back immediately,
wow.
Tom.
Oh,
he
wow.
texts back so quick. It's Diddy. Hey, Bert, thank you so much. Thanks so much for texting me. I'm a big fan of your stand-up. I'm kidding. It's Diddy. Thanks for texting. Who is this? Be sure to click the link and add your contact so I can... So, contact... Add your contact so You hear it from me first. Everything else will come from me direct. Okay.
Okay.
Let's click the link. Wow, I'm gonna add my info.
This is a lot of fucking bullshit.
No. This is how it works with celebrities, Tom. A lot of times you got to click the link and you go to a in-community page. No.
Can we do this later?
Yeah, sure. What do you want to do? I'll just keep... Hey, someone come in and grab me a coffee and grab my phone.
Okay.
Gender identity? I'm out.
Yeah.
Wow, he asked for my gender identity. I'm triggered.
Yeah.
Can you... Here you go, Josh. Just go ahead and fill me out.
I got you.
Yeah.
I hate that kind of horseshit. That's why I love what they did to Jeremy Renner's app.
When they destroyed it?
Oh, you didn't see this?
I saw it.
Oh my God, it was one of my favorite things ever.
Well, you got to tell people. Jeremy Renner
had a bullshit app, much like our friend Chris D'Elia.
Whoa!
Chris D'Elia's app is horseshit.
Why?
Oh, it's the same thing as Jeremy Renner's. D'Elia would say it too.
Really?
Yeah, I'm hoping you would, because I'm kind of lighting it up right now. But I think it's been done by the same people that do D'Elia's. It's not really Chris, it's an app.
What do you mean it's not really Chris, though?
It's someone running an app that, you know, texts back and like you
post. It's not him?
I don't know.
But doesn't the app have like, okay, I don't know anything about
Chris. I signed up for the app and then immediately I got like, I signed up for D'Elia's a long time ago and it was automatically like, hey, put in your phone number, and I was like, that's not Chris.
Well, I guess they're trying to just.
It's a company that has an app.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, it's actually the exact same company that has Renner's app. Did Renner's app. And I think it's the exact same app. That did it. But
Renner's got...
Renner is not Chris D'Elia. Jeremy Renner doesn't... by the way, I'm talking shit about Jeremy Renner, who I'd hope would be on my show one time, but because I like Jeremy Renner. But I don't think Jeremy Renner has like a sensibility the way D'Elia is, where he's like, fucking burn it to the ground. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
What's funny plays. If you guys destroy my app, then my app just became good.
Yeah.
And that's D'Elia. Jeremy Renner was like, you know, taking pictures of him like...
Cooking something.
It's a work day and it's snowing. But it's still a work day. But it's snowing.
Yeah.
I'm going to work.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, so they started, one guy found out that if you sent a message on Renner's app that it got, and that it would look like Jeremy Renner replied, but it wasn't Jeremy Renner replying. It was other people replying to your message. So it was like, what are we going to do this weekend? And he's like, I don't know, just eat pussy.
It looks like Jeremy wrote it.
Yeah. And then people started, so funny. People, and I've never laughed at Casey Anthony jokes.
Yeah.
But they started going, hey, Jeremy, it's me and Casey Anthony. Me and my daughter used to be big fans here. It was like just the fucking, there is something so beautiful about that.
It was
that.
Like 24 hours, they said, that between whenever this caught on. And they had to delete, he was like, take it down.
He had to delete the app. But see, that's what is different between D'Elia and Renner, is D'Elia would be like, keep the app up.
Yeah.
Keep it going. But right. I think it's the exact, I'm almost certain it's the exact same people that do the exact same app. But that's the problem I have with like, that's what I problem I have with management and companies like that. There's no Molly in this, right? And so, but is like, is they get, what will happen is someone will come and take a general meeting at UTA and be like, all right, we've got here's the deal. We give your clients a brand new phone number. I was thinking about getting a brand new phone number, putting it out for my fans, and then taking calls and texting and replying to people and using it that way, genuinely doing what Ashton Kutcher does, but he does a workaround. And I hate that they go into UTA, they pitch it, UTA buys it, and then they got to sell their clients. And so then they do it like, and they do it kind of half-assed, and then clients go, I'm in. And then it's this horseshit non-connect with your fans where you're just taking the lowest common denominator.
Yeah.
The fan that has the least amount of money, the least intelligence, you're just taking them for a fucking ride.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking horseshit.
Yeah, you know?
It's a reason I won't do meet and greets, is that meet and greets are such...
You don't do them?
I do them differently. I do them where I have... It's a raffle. So if you want to buy a dollar and roll the dice, if that's what you got, you can do it. And if you want to spend $150, chances are you're going to meet me. And then I give all the money to charity at the end of the tour. So I'm like, I don't want to feel gross taking like... $350 for a meet and greet, and then basically you get literally 30 seconds with me, and that's your money. That's not.
Yeah.
It should be a little more fair.
Wow, I didn't realize you had that in you.
Barely. You know how hard it is for me to give that money to charity?
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what a fucking pissy cunt I've been about giving that money to charity?
Whose idea was it to give it to charity?
My fucking business manager's like, you can't keep the money, man. It's a raffle. You're gambling. And he's like, you got to give it to charity. And I was like, are you fucking serious?
So wait, you're basically saying that you found out afterwards that you have to give it to charity. It wasn't set up for you to give it to charity. I like how you didn't realize you were saying that at first. You made it sound like I do this for charity. And then you said your accountant forced you to give it to charity. You're not a good guy.
I wanted that money so bad.
My brain hurts in the back.
Oh, fuck. So I'm giving it to a homeless shelter. And by the way, if we're going to be honest, I'm only doing that to a homeless shelter near my house so I can get them out of my backyard. I'm like fucking looking for a homeless shelter close to my house so I can get clean up my neighborhood.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, I'm a horrible person.
Oh, that was so great.
I love that. If nothing, this podcast, once an episode, we have one laugh. I think of times when you talk to me about having sex with that black chick, I laugh at that. I'll be sitting in the airplane. I'll just think of you, oh, no, I saved her from drowning. And I just fucking start laughing where it hurts.
Whew,
yeah, man. Do you do meet and greets?
No.
But you do fly on private jets.
Hey, here's what happened this week. I lucked out. I got lucky.
What do you mean lucked out?
I got lucky. So,
well, you were born white.
No. So I did book a jet because I thought it'd be fun to do
Omaha to
No, Des Moines? I did it to Des Moines and then back from Fargo. Because these are two places I would have had to connect in and out of. And I was like, I've been on this crazy tour.
But didn't you have the bus?
Yeah.
And you didn't, the bus just met you and you flew?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why didn't you just drive on the bus?
I did drive on the bus.
No, but drive from city to city on the bus instead of flying private jet.
I did.
Okay, keep going.
I flew in on a jet. The bus picked me up. The bus took me to every city. And then okay. I flew out on a jet.
Oh, back to LA.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but here's what I...
Can I... Do you need an opener?
No, here's the thing. So...
Do you realize how many tickets you'd sell if I opened for you?
Oh, a lot.
Yeah.
Let's... Yeah. And I'd pay you like a fucking opener.
That's so, okay. I'm flying a private jet.
Well, here's the thing. So I was like, this will be a, you know, it's like my tour is almost over. I was like, this will be a fun weekend. I'm bringing one of my oldest friends, Ryan Sickler.
He is open. Old. How old is he?
He's 50? 62. So I was like, it'll be great. And you know, it'll just be a fun week. Me and my buddy, and we'll do the jet thing. It'll be awesome.
I'm going to keep it on the DL, but God forbid Ryan Sickler posts it all over Instagram.
I know.
Ryan's got pictures of him and Allie in the back of your champagne.
I didn't realize when he posted the first time, and I was like, I just got a lot of text messages. And he's like, oh, my bad.
My bad.
Like, all right. So, and everyone I
read. Yo, dog, you know I'm doing that again on the flight home.
Dude, I got people being like, what are you doing?
And like, I love when people judge how you spend money and go, and you're like, guys, I got it. I remember when I got the tour bus, everyone's like, bro, you're pissing away all your money. And I was like, why had one of my friends at the show this weekend in Fort Myers. He's like, dude, I'm worried about you. And I said, why? And he goes, this fucking tour bus, like, what's this cost you? And I was like, the fact that you're asking that, just shut your fucking mouth.
Exactly.
Like, trust me, you don't think I had to run this by 9 different people of before course. I fucking greenlit a tour bus?
I know. It's like, when you sell 300,000 tickets on a tour, you can fucking give me your opinion. So this is a...
By the way, I'm only laughing because I know exactly how much I sold on the last tour. I'm like, 300,000.
I was like, all right, listen, you bottom feeding piece of shit. But no, this is how I lucked out though. So I did book a jet, but it's expensive, but I booked a reasonable plane to do this. Well, we get there to go and it's like, we're supposed to just board and they go, oh, there's a computer malfunction. So they're just pulling it into a hangar and they're going to evaluate it. We should know something soon. I'm like, okay. Half hour goes by, 45 minutes. I was like, hey, what's up? They're like, oh, they're still evaluating it. I'm like, all right. Then like an hour goes by. I'm like, hey, you know, we have a show, so we have to get out of here pretty soon. Another 15 minutes, they go, bad news. We took out the part and it actually needs to be replaced. I'm like, so what's that mean? They're like, well, we can't replace it today because we have to get that part. And I'm like, so how do I get out of here? So the company that we booked through is like, well, because it's a mechanical thing, blah, 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 we're just going to get you a plane that's available. So they give us an upgrade to like a Dassault Falcon 50, which is...
It was a bouquet, pull up a picture.
Wait. That's not even the craziest part. So we fly there on that. There's a blizzard in Fargo. So I take the bus for the whole week. There's a blizzard in Fargo. It's D-A-S-A-U-L-T, Falcon, D-A-S-A-U-L-T, Falcon 50. So that's what we go on, okay? They give us
this. That's a big fucking plane.
Wait a minute. So we fly there, and it's amazing. It's amazing. And they're like, by the way, they call me, and they're like, sorry, and you know, we hope this is okay. I'm like, this is amazing. They go, yeah, we ended up losing a lot of money to do this. But you know, they're like, it's not your fault. So blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And I was like, all right, well, thanks very much. So then I say, now we're gonna fly back home, right? We're gonna fly back home. Well, there's a blizzard coming to North Dakota. So they're like, the one that you booked, the reasonable plane, is too small because of the weather. It might be...
Richie Valens.
And they're like, and you know, the ice is gonna be a factor and it's not as safe. And I'm like, so how do I get out of here? They're like, we gotta send a large aircraft. So wait a minute.
I saw
this
that.
This is the one. They sent me, at no cost to me, a G4.
I saw that. I fucking saw that. I said, is that a fucking G4?
So if you put
pull up a G4.
Gulfstream G4.
They make songs about this plane.
Yeah, they do. They send me this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, look at that left one there. Like that.
Look, I love it. They go, this is how big it is compared to a...
Look at the interior one. It is so fucking huge. So guess how many people could fit on the plane? It was me, Ryan, Allie. It has room for 17 seats.
Wait, and so what would normally a G4 cost to rent?
Holy shit. It would have been, first of all, if they would have presented this as an option, I'd be like, you're out of your fucking, I'm not taking that.
Yeah.
It would have been like more than triple what I had decided to book it for.
God.
Yeah. It would have been like more one way.
I mean, I don't know if I could. I don't know when I will be able to do that. Meaning,
what are you talking about?
Emotionally.
Oh yeah, it'll be soon.
Because you know, I love spending. I wouldn't mind spending money on something like that. Like when I took the helicopter in,
yeah.
I was like, it was $1,000. I was like, so fucking worth it. Now, granted, it was $1,000 for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're like,
right. No, this is crazy to book, but if you book one of the smaller ones, you're going to love it.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
When are we going to buy a jet?
You know why?
And then
we could do that.
Me, you, and Rogan buy a jet and then lease it out.
Yeah, we could do it.
So the problem is we all work.
There's a bed in there. Dude, it's amazing. And it had a flight attendant
for
three of us.
And you're not drinking.
I know.
I would have been fucking great.
I know,
pop a bottle of champagne.
That's what
G4.
She did. She's like, you want some champagne? I was like,
I'll take
you have sparkling water?
Do you have any pretzels?
Yeah. No, it was great.
Chocolate? I'll just fucking shove chocolate down my fat face. Fucking punish myself.
Amazing. It was amazing.
I'll tell you what, I got to be honest with you, man. I'm loving this Sober October.
You are?
I'm more than I've ever loved any other one.
Dude, I did a boxing. We both did boxing.
I gotta do boxing.
I did boxing. We both did the tactical shooting, which was amazing.
Dude, one of the greatest experiences. I don't know if there's an equivalent of what we did out there. Meaning, like, I don't know if like a pedestrian can do what
I think it exists in certain. I've seen other people send. First of all, there's so many fucking online coaches. I love these fucking cunts who. You're like, here's my first time ever doing this. And they're like, nice trigger discipline, faggot. And you're like, dude, nice this is my first time doing this.
Dude, so I posted my video and someone goes, you missed one.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, there was a hostage standing in front of him. I think I might have shot the hostage, yeah, but who gives a fuck?
And also, it's my first time. These guys are like, you really need to work on your shooting skills. Oh my God. For the first time?
Dude, I have a handgun and I've been so irresponsible with it. I have a bit in my new special about it, but I've been so irresponsible with it and so afraid of it. Like, honestly, yeah, afraid of it. I literally came home from that and I fucking loaded it, put one in the chamber and put it in the safe. And I was like, I'm good.
All right.
I didn't even know how to do that before. Yeah. I mean, I'm not even joking, but I got so confident with those firearms. I was so grateful for that experience that I walked out going like, this changed my perspective on everything. And one of the things I've come to realize in Sober October is I love coaching.
Yeah,
I love someone coaching me.
I'm a good student.
I love sim, like Taryn got. I got to show you my fucking my reload.
Yeah,
was so fucking fast. He got me so good.
Yeah.
At my reload that I was like, and it's just following directions. I wonder sometimes if that is inherently a male attribute because we were taught as children, as young men, there's certain. I've been trying to work this out as a bit, but like, don't cry, shut the fuck up, hustle, all these things that you're taught as a young boy, and you never talk back to your coach, listen to your coach.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's inherently a male attribute because I'm sure it's not, but it's one of the things that I find I connect with the little boy in myself very quickly where I go, just listen to your coach.
Yeah.
Just trust your coach. It's almost like climbers go, trust your gear, you know, trust your coach. You won't get hurt if you listen to your coach.
I like being coached. I like, I had a great experience with Taryn as a, because immediately I go like, I love when I go, I'm new at something. Oh, you're an expert and you're willing to teach. I love being open to that. So, yeah.
And he was a little firm with me.
Yeah.
Like he'd be like, no. Yeah. You're like, cause I was, he's like, you're shooting him in the dick. Quit shooting him in the dick. Pull it up.
Yeah, yeah.
Pop him. There you go. Like,
and he also has like a team of experts. People don't realize, so they're watching us in clips and videos. All the people there, basically 95% are competitive shooters.
Oh,
one of them is like a 2 or 3 time world champion, and another one is LAPD. Like, these are people that do this, you know, they're using firearms for a living.
Yeah.
So they all the stuff that they taught us, like, is second nature to them. Like, you know, even like pulling it out, whatever, the reloading, the magazine, shooting, they're all experts.
And it's funny because I always equivalent it to comedy.
Yeah.
Where it's like, if you know, if you were teaching someone how to do stand-up comedy, you'd be like, so like things that are second nature to us that we don't think about twice, like take the mic stand, move the mic stand out of your way so it's not in front of you.
Right.
And
you would tell a new person.
Yeah. And then once they did it a couple times, be like, move the fucking mic stand.
Yeah, yeah.
And Taryn was like that with me, like, stop with the fucking hand. Where's your hand? Where's your hand? And I was like, but dude, right now my hands are perfect. I left bubbling.
This was the right concept this year. Do new things, try new things.
Yeah.
I did the boxing. I did a powerlifting one.
Dude, the powerlifting looked so fun.
It was fun. He's great. Bradley Martin did a whole session with me.
I hate to like rip you and Joe off on like what you guys are doing, but like as soon as I saw you guys with Taryn, I was like, I got to do that. It was one of, and I want to go back because I want to be able to do the, I want to do shotguns. I want to do the AR-15. Yeah,
I want to go back with him, with Taryn too. And then I have, I'm race car driving this week and I'm flying a plane this week. So I'm doing.
Have you done a lot of stuff with the plane already?
What do you mean?
Are you just getting up and just getting you in a plane to fly it?
I'm getting up in a plane just to fly it. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do powerlifting. I want to do boxing.
I'll tell you this too, just for, if you want to see like kind of cool clips of it, I uploaded to my personal YouTube page, which I had all but abandoned, but now I'm using it. So if you go to YouTube and just type in Tom Segura, you can see the videos of me doing these classes, and we're going to keep putting them up as the month continues. So if you let's see, we'll pull it up here so you can see just
what's this one.
It is, see the top right there, hit that. The last two, see, right, I have my shooting class up there, and then I have the boxing class.
I got to take boxing. I've always wanted to take boxing.
Oh, I got the guy.
Yeah, but I definitely. We did spearfishing this weekend.
You did spearfishing.
So I've always wanted to go spearfishing. Can I tell you one of the biggest hurdles this Sober October has got me past?
Yeah.
is signing up for a lesson. I'm always so embarrassed to sign up for a lesson.
Right.
Because I don't want to get there and the guy goes, like, I'm afraid they're going to go, you're an adult. I don't teach adults, man. Your life's over.
Yeah.
Like, why are you, you know, like, and I signed up for spearfishing lessons and surfing, dude.
That's a cool teacher.
That, by the way, that's my inner dialogue.
That's how you would be as a teacher.
I would be like, you're an adult. You want to learn how to surf? I teach children how to surf.
Wait.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer a peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. The thing about buying jewelry is you really don't know what you're getting into. You don't know what you're looking at often. And the great thing about working with Blue Nile is you have somebody who is a true expert that can help guide you along the way so you don't feel lost, so you know what these diamond grades are, you know you're getting real value. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee. And just in case you don't, they offer 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and bar mates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplished something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders,
balloonists,
bobsledders,
and big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Okay. I want to talk about spearfishing.
Okay.
Because that was my highest strain day, and I had such a fucking fun time doing it. We went surfing on Friday morning in Jacksonville. Great guy named Steve took us surfing, and I had so much fun. My biggest problem in life is being embarrassed. Like, and I know that I seem like someone who doesn't get embarrassed, but I do get embarrassed in certain situations when I put myself out there. That's why I've only had sex with 6 chicks, is because I'm always afraid to have a first kiss. I probably have kissed 6 chicks and had sex with 6 chicks. I mean, I'm really bad at like showing you who I really am.
Yeah.
You know? And so we did surfing lessons, and it was me, Dave Williamson, and Shane Torres. We had so much fun in the water for like an hour and a half that it was like, and we.
This is your first time surfing, by the way?
I had surfed a little bit growing up, but never well. Never getting up, never. I mean,
You learn from this?
I learned how to surf. I got up like probably 6 times. I got up on 2 big waves once. One big wave and another big wave.
Now, hold on. This is me knowing you. Have you already ordered some top tier surfing equipment? You're like, Kelly Slater's coming by my house later.
I texted Moshe Kasher within 15 minutes of getting out of the water going, when are we going surfing?
Does he surf?
Moshe does with, I think, Kurt Braunholer and Michael Costa maybe, or maybe not Michael Costa.
And are you guys going?
Uh-huh.
When are you going?
Dude, I am, by the way, my surf equipment hails in comparison to the spearfishing gear I've ordered.
Who spearfished
with you? Carbon fiber fins. What? I got a new dive. I got a free dive mask, dude, which is a little lower compression.
Just go get a jet this week.
I loved spearfishing more than I've ever loved anything in my life.
Wait, where'd you do it? Fort Myers?
Fort Myers, 22 miles. No, 22 miles off the coast of Madeira. So we go to
Who took you?
This guy, Good Time Charlie's Charters.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be like Valentine Thomas.
No, but they worked with Valentine Thomas. Valentine. She actually hit me up and was like, Valentine, she was like, yo, I'm ready to take you out whenever you want. All the things
that'll be the end of your marriage. All right, keep going.
Wow, you have no idea. Fucking let her find out on my Insta stories. Insta shit.
Wait, he's got 80,000 views and he's cheating?
So we go out, we take it 22 miles out, we go out to this in the middle of the ocean nowhere. It's rough seas. Shane gets seasick. We take our bus driver, Ron, out, who's in Jordans, like Jordan shorts that go to his calf, right? Tank top. He's got a wife beater on and a towel over his shoulder. They tell him there's sharks in the water, and Ron immediately equivalates that to, for us, goes, that's like if I told you black people are in Compton. You think you're going to walk around Compton? I'm not getting in the water. Fuck that. I know what they do in Compton. And if the sharks do what they do in Compton.
Is equivalates a word?
I don't know.
Okay.
And so.
Will you look it up?
Thanks. And so we get out to the, me, Dave, and. Me, Dave.
Okay.
And. Me, Dave, and Charlie get in the water. Charlie pretty much guides us. And John Mann's my cameraman. And he guides us. He kind of like finds us one. And he's like, you know, let's loosen up and get ready. We're in the water for like 15 minutes. He goes, let's see if we can shoot some barracuda. Because there's barracuda everywhere. There's sharks everywhere. There's literally sharks tracking us all over the place.
You're like 22 miles offshore?
Yeah, bull sharks. Bull sharks. Within feet. Did you see my video?
Is Ron in
Did
the
Did you see my video?
Uh-uh.
Pull up my Instagram. Tell me this isn't.
There it is.
What is that? Look, you think Diddy would have. Oh, that was paused in the middle of it, I imagine. Yeah, that's probably a video.
Let's see.
All right, pull it up.
Which one? Oh, that first one?
Yeah, look at that. Look at this. Don't play the music because I think we'll probably get pulled down.
Yeah, mute this, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go spearfishing. Look at the sharks.
Wow.
Right?
Jeez, man.
Yeah, but then take this. You take your spear gun, you put it in your stomach, and then you pull the bands back. I had two bands on this one, so it's a super powerful gun. Dive down to about 30 feet. That's a lie, but let's just say 30 feet with 10 feet between friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then find my barracuda, get level with it so I'm not shooting down. Two hands on the spear, bam, kill it. Look at the fucking joy in this child's face.
Yeah.
I was so excited.
So wait, you don't want to shoot down?
You don't want to shoot down. You want to shoot level with the fish. You want to be level with the fish. That way,
straight up.
Yeah, straight at it.
Not up either.
Not, you don't want to shoot up. Dude, the scariest minute and a half of my life was this swim to the boat.
Why is that?
Because there's blood in the water and there are bull sharks. Literally coming up to you, like going, like coming up and then taking off away from you.
So is the reason that, I mean, do they tell you like, don't worry about it or what?
Yeah, they're pretty, you know, it's crazy how comfortable we were around the sharks, and they were around us the whole time. Like I would probably say, I mean, just to be fair, probably like five sharks that just kind of like tracked us the whole time and just kind of kept up with us. But I mean, Dave shot a fucking, an amberjack like a good 100 yards away from the boat.
100 yards?
Away from the boat and had to swim it back. They stab it to kill it, bleed it out, and then Dave's swimming with an amberjack, and he's like, are you fucking kidding me? He literally took the amberjack and threw it in the boat and then swam away to get away from the blood. It is scary, dude. Like,
yeah.
But it was so much fun.
This is off the coast of Fort Myers, though, right?
Yeah. So like 22 miles, like a good 45-minute boat ride. So it was, dude, it was so much fun. I was texting with Joe immediately.
Did you guys eat this?
Eat them. We ate them fish tacos right when we got back to the boat.
Really? So the guys, they
shit cut them up, put them in fish tacos.
Man.
Dude, it was so, I immediately was like hitting up everyone going, I'm ready to go again. I want to go. I want to do a drift dive.
Why don't we do it here?
Done. Me, you, Joe.
I'll do it.
You in?
Yeah.
I'll set it up. Oh, that'll be so much fucking fun.
Is your beer fridge feeling a little empty? DoorDash is your door to beer without the run. Whatever drink you're in the mood for, they've got you. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code BEARS24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. I mean, there's like sometimes you just don't want to leave. That's me. Once we're at a spot and we're hanging out, I just don't want to leave. And now you don't have to. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25%, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code BEARS24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nice.
How long have we been doing this podcast? That's a lot of reads for us.
I know.
And thank you, everyone, for listening to our reads and enjoying them. It's how we pay the bills around here.
It's totally how we keep doing the show. So if you like the show, thank you for
check
listening.
Out these sponsors.
Yeah, help. Please support our sponsors. They support the show. So we have a staff. We have people here, equipment, and guys making noise next door.
Some people have to go to fly around on private jets, and those aren't. They don't give those away.
Yeah, man. You think you can just buy a fucking surfboard for nothing? So,
and a carbon fiber spear gun, those are like
Cobra carbon
fucking $2,000.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's high end. It's a little more, a little more spear gun than I need, but you know,
sort of sounds like jet fuel. Now, you see Sebastian's house? Hey,
holy shit, dude, we did an episode of Something's Burning with Sebastian.
Uh-huh.
We do a burger cook off, it's online right now, and it is. So fucking funny how different Sebastian and I are as men.
Really?
Like tell at me. One point, Roy, oh, it's me, Sebastian, and Roy Choi.
Yeah.
We got him to be the celebrity guest. And he goes, Sebastian, do you want a drink? It's because I'm drinking. And Sebastian goes, no, it's the afternoon. And I talked about his new house. I go, Sebastian, you're buying a new house. And it's very clear that that's not something he wanted to share.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's like,
of course you did.
Oh.
I love it.
Oh, I do love.
You wearing shoes right now? All right. So
I'm making four burgers. He did. He had a parrot growing up.
A parrot?
Yeah.
He did?
Uh-huh. He had a parrot named. Oh, what was the name of his parrot, Andrew? He had a parrot. And I so badly want someone to animate. Sebastian, do an animation with Sebastian's act. Pasquale. He had a parrot named Pasquale.
Pasquale.
Yeah, can you imagine what that parrot would repeat in his house? What's wrong with these people?
Why don't you get a haircut, Sebastian?
Hey, the neighbor's got a dog. Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's a TV. Can someone, one of our fans... Can someone animate a trailer for a morning sitcom on Saturday mornings called Sebastian and Pasquale?
Uh-huh.
And
the parrot says like Sebastianisms.
Yeah. So basically the theory is Sebastian stole his act from the parrot.
You gonna wear that today?
Hey, what kind of socks are those? I'm bad at doing accents. But... Hey. It would be great if only Sebastian could understand the parrot.
I love it. You ever seen?
Oh, the parrot speaks Italian.
Buongiorno,
mamma mia, come te sa pantalones.
Il mo mangiare.
All right, so I've seen a picture. You've seen a picture. I think it's a high school picture with his mullet. It's so funny.
Yeah.
And then Sickler, this week on the bus, busts out a photo, and I'm like, "What is this?" He's like. Yeah, that was like junior year of high school. Not only did he have a mullet, the length, the back went to his mid back.
Sebastian?
Sickler.
Sickler?
Sickler. All gone here, long here, and then
mid-back, and he's like, and I would comb it. I would even comb it on my back. I was like, oh, my God. Who are these fucking
I could never. I was never allowed to have that. I remember I got an earring one time. And my dad's like, dude, it was not comfortable.
Did he... You put an earring in?
He made me wear a dress and eat my lunch on my knees.
He made you wear a dress?
No kidding. I had to eat a hot dog.
Dude, I totally believe that your dad did that to you. There's no way he liked an earring.
No.
Did he have you take it out that day?
Immediately. First thing I did when I got to college, ear pierce. Two in this life. I'm a grown up now.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, you know what? I'm liberal. Let's do one both of each ear.
Yeah. And he saw it.
Yeah. And I had earrings up. And he's like, I guess there's nothing I can do about it. Now I grew my hair out. I was so fucking cool.
How long did you keep it in?
I kept it in. I mean, all the way through college, I think.
You had earrings the whole way through college?
All the way through college, yeah.
Can't even fucking picture
it. I had earrings right after the weight loss contest because George and I got our ears pierced together in London.
Really?
You don't remember that?
No.
I got two earrings. And like George and I, we were in London. She was afraid to get her ears pierced. I go, you get your ears pierced, I'll get my ears pierced. And she's like, you promise? And I was like, yeah. So she got hers first, cried. Beautiful fucking moment. Beautiful moment that I'm sure is on my Instagram.
Yeah.
Beautiful moment in my parenting is where we go to this, like, you know, fucking someplace in the mall in London.
Yeah.
And Isla wanted hers done. Isla gets hers done. Kylie and Lou, their best friends, get theirs done. Georgia is terrified, too, super nervous, gets hers done, gets them done, melts down, gives me a big hug, and is sobbing in my shoulder. And I was like, we got it. We did it. And then she pops up and she goes, you're next. And I go, well, hold on. You've already gotten yours done. So like, you don't need me to get it. She goes, no, you promised. And I was like, yeah, but the whole thing was you wanted your ears pierced. By me promising and lying, then now you've already did it. You had the bravery to do it. Now I don't really. She goes, no, Dad, you promised. So I had to get my ears pierced. And so I got them pierced and I just left them in. I really liked them.
Both?
Yeah, but I couldn't take my.
Do you do studs? What'd you do?
I did two diamonds. I couldn't get my shirt off quickly on stage.
Oh, because you were...
I couldn't rip them off because they'd catch on my earring.
Holy shit. That's a real problem most comics deal with.
That's really, really, really a big problem.
That's a performer's nightmare.
I was like, ooh, I don't want to lose my earrings. And then, I mean, people would be like, I go into meetings and they'd be like, why do you have your ears pierced? It was like that's weird...
unique to having girls... Because like I probably won't, like I could have that scenario with Ellis if he's like, let's get Prince Albert's, you know.
And I was just gonna say, all right, rings.
Yeah, let's do it, buddy. Here, take yours out.
What's your other son's name?
Julian.
God, I always forget that.
Yeah,
I thought it was David.
No,
that was Julian. Rick.
He's God, how old is he now? 15 months. Yeah.
Is he crazy. As fun as Ellis?
He's so adorable.
Are you finding you like one better?
No, they're so different though. So different.
Yeah, they're different.
Yeah.
One's better and one's not as good.
Yeah. Julian is super sweet, like a sweetheart. And then that's Ellis is like, why don't you go fuck yourself?
That's Isla. Isla could give two shits about you unless she wants something.
Yeah, yeah.
And Georgia is just so takes care of you.
Yeah.
This morning she's not feeling good. She just came and gave me a hug. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's great.
Gave a big hug and then I didn't even see Isla.
I've opened Ellis's door after he's woken up from a nap. Like, hey, buddy. He goes, get out. All right.
Now, who is that more? Is that you or Push?
That's funny. I don't know. I mean, I definitely, you know, it's funny because you see yourself in all aspects of them. So, like, I know I have a antisocial, you know, asshole side to me.
Yeah.
But I also feel like I have a tender, sweet. So, like, whenever you see either side, you try to go, like, oh, that's me. That's me. You know? But, I mean, physically, he looks just like his mom, Ellis does.
For real?
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
And then Julian looks just like me.
Oof.
Yeah. He's a lucky kid.
Tough hang for
that
kid.
He's going to have a good life.
Wait, is he attractive, Tom Segura, or is he you?
Yeah,
now?
No. He's me as a kid. Cute. Yeah, he doesn't look 40. he looks adorable. He's got big blue eyes, and he's
you have blue eyes.
Yeah, he's smiling all day. He's adorable. Yeah, and then Ellis is like, pfft. Your fucking problem. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great, man.
I don't want to. I don't want to play with you. I want to play alone. And you're like, that's nice. So,
I don't want to play with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was telling Sebastian in the Something's Burning, we were talking about having kids and being a fun dad. And I go, yeah, we play mustard hand sometimes. And he's like, huh?
what kind of game is that?
I go, yeah, Sebastian. Imagine me explaining this to Sebastian. I go, when we go out to eat, sometimes we take mustard and we put it under the table and we either squirt it in our hands or we don't. And we pass around the table and then we got to guess who's got mustard in their hands. And he's just like, what kind of game is that? And I go, well, it pisses my wife off, so it makes us laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if she ever puts mustard in her hands, we lose our minds because she put mustard in her hands.
Yeah.
And you could just see him going, I'm a different kind of dad.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm a fucking greaseball.
How do we get how do we get invited to Sebastian's house for a party is my question.
Oof. That's, I don't know. Buddy up with Seinfeld?
Oh. Okay. Scenario. Me, you, Sebastian, Seinfeld at dinner at Sebastian's house. Who does Seinfeld hate more, me or you?
I think me.
Really?
Yeah, well, it depends on his mood. I see him being maybe like really amused. He's either amused by you or hates your guts.
I think he would look at me like the way that that the settlers looked at the natives.
That's not good.
They'd be like, ooh, look what they do with their corn.
Yeah.
Like, that's interesting. Like, oh, yeah.
He's either finding you really funny or he's like, this guy's a fucking
I think Seinfeld would hate my guts.
You do?
Oh. 100%. I don't think Seinfeld could get past the fact that I take my shirt off on stage.
I have a way in with Seinfeld.
For real?
Just Porsche.
Porsches.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. I have not.
So but here's the thing. As soon as I do that, he's like, well, I'll talk to you like a person. You know what I mean? If I was like comedy, I don't know. I mean, he loves talking jokes, right?
That's I would talk comedy says. With the guy all day. But yeah. I think what me and him do comedically are night and day.
No. Yeah. Of course. He would be, I could see him being like.
So, you got involved with the Russian mafia, huh? Now,
this shirt, this always comes off. Why does the shirt come off?
So the shirt comes off, does it?
Bert, you know you don't have to take it off, right?
No, but you got to do his accent.
Yeah.
Hey, why do you take your shirt off?
That's.
Okay, this is my impression. This is my, okay, ready? Close your eyes. You're going to feel like you're
okay,
there.
Okay.
This is me at dinner with Sebastian, Jerry Seinfeld, Tom Segura, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm going to start with me.
Okay.
I'm going to go, hey, I'm not even doing me well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, what do you guys want to drink? I'm making cocktails. What are you going to have? Sebastian, what do you want, Sebastian?
I think I'm going to have a glass of vino, huh?
Jerry, what would you like?
I think I'll just have a cranberry juice, Bert.
Tom, what do you think you'll have? Oh, whatever I drink in my Porsche, Jerry. What do you think about Porsches?
I didn't know you had a Porsche, Tom.
Yeah, I have a Porsche, Jerry.
It's a really good impression.
Yeah, throw a comic. Throw me a comic. I'll put him in.
Okay, Hannibal.
I can do Hannibal. Give me a second.
Okay.
Hey, man. That's really bad. Hold on. Give me a second. I'm finding the character.
All right. Oh, okay. Hold on.
Okay. I'm losing it. But there's a... Okay, you do Hannibal. Hannibal.
Nah, man.
There. Okay, yeah. That's a,
wow.
Oh, no, B.
Oh, he man. Doesn't say B. You're thinking of Donnell.
Okay, I can do Donnell really quickly.
Okay.
All right, son. Oh, hey, ha, son, hey, ha, hey, hey.
That sounds like Hitler. So,
okay, Ali Wong, here we go. No. Okay, all right.
How about Joe? Can you do Joe?
Interesting. Yeah, I don't know about that. I wouldn't listen to that guy from Instagram.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay, Ari.
Are you on Molly? Ari is very easy because you can just go, what? I don't know. Yep, nope, no, yep, nope.
Then you gotta, and then you gotta mumble and you gotta mumble.
His hands are always like this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If he gets animated about something. Who's in the circle of friends? Can you do...
Obviously, Joey Diaz is super easy.
That's one you can... Almost, like, if you become friends with him, you can do...
Joey Diaz, you can get quick. Ian Bagg, you can get quick.
Yeah.
Man, his fingers are the fan, baby.
And then
under the tip with a piece of chicken.
Can you do Callan?
Yeah, see, I'm a spry. I'm not good at impressions, I realized. Dude, I wanted to be able to do Bobby.
That sounded like walking to me.
Yeah. Oh, this is the Leo. Ready? Ready? Yeah. Listen, cudas. You're not interesting. You're not interesting. Get it to manana. That's Delia.
That's okay.
You try to do Delia.
I can't do it.
I watch a lot of his videos.
You do?
Yeah. That's all I got.
You are a master impressionist.
Yeah, I know. Every time I start an impression, Bobby Lee?
Try not to squint.
If you play back that video of what, if you can find that, as you said, try not to squint, I literally went like this. In the split second you said, try not to squint, I started doing that. I can't do Bobby Lee.
Can you do Schaub?
No, I can't do Schaub.
Can you do, who can you do?
That's it. I can do a great Sebastian and Jerry Seinfeld. That's it.
Those you nailed. Yeah. Maron? Can you do Maron?
Hey, guys. What's this thing? Instagram. I guess I'll say that I'm in the Joker this weekend. That is what that is. I don't care. New WTF with Danny DeVito. I guess I'm not going to have a lozenge this week. I'll be at the store.
Can you do Theo?
Yeah. I'll be running down the street. I don't know. I'm trying to do Theo. Trying to fucking...
Come on, give it a shot.
Okay, Theo. I got this. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Gang, gang, son. I knew a dude growing up. He wore a battleship as a hat. And he lived right down the street with a guy who had two knapsacks, one filled with babies and another filled with squirrels. Is that
sure? Sure, you're nailing all of them.
I'm not getting the voice, but I'm getting the personalities. I'm just getting their personalities down. Like that Maron was fucking. Actually, I want to say the Maron I did. It doesn't sound like him, but I think he just did that post.
Chappelle?
No. Oh yeah, I can. Okay, hold on. I can do young Chappelle versus old Chappelle.
Okay.
Ham. Ham. Damn, oh, yeah, oh, ah. And then old spell. His voice has gotten so much deeper.
Yeah.
By the way, that was what I was trying to do, is show that his voice has gotten deeper.
It was no one, nobody would not know who you were doing.
Problem with this thing.
I want to see his whoop statistics, because Chappelle smokes like a pack a day, drink, and he stays up till like 7 a.m. almost every night.
He'll live forever.
I know, but I'm just saying, wouldn't you love to see his stats?
Yeah,
I would. Like, hey, I would. Dave, you slept 2.3 hours.
I would love if Whoop gave every comedian one of these and sponsored everyone, because I would love to go through.
Hold up a second, man. So,
and I kicked her in the pussy. That's one of my favorite.
I ain't gonna win no Whoop. All
right,
so
that's not. Wait, is that just
Chris?
That's
Rock.
Chris Rock.
Yeah,
oh, that's Chris Rock.
Ha, hey, ha! I ain't gonna wear no fucking boot. All right,
yeah, Chris Rock. I always wondered what his he holds his hands in. It's interesting the things
he does weird things with his
when
hands.
He like talks with his hands, but it's fascinating. Like the little eccentricities a comic will have, where you go, where as a comic you get interested by it. And you can see how that influences people.
Right.
Like one of the things Chappelle's done his whole career is write on stage. And when you write on stage, you end up making yourself laugh. Yeah. And so when Chappelle breaks himself up, like I see comics emulating that and wanting to do that. And with Chris Rock's mannerisms of like, I mean, Seinfeld's the most copied guy. There's
so
many guys.
I have to look for it. I have a video of me doing stand-up in 2000, let's say, 3 or 4 at the Melrose Improv, where it is just like watching a bad Chris Rock impression.
Where
I pace the stage and I say punchlines like this with my, I'm just doing.
For real.
But I'm not obviously consciously doing, but when you watch it now, you're like, oh, that's just a terrible Chris Rock impression.
Can I tell you the two most emulated human beings two comics that everyone emulates that I run into on the road, Theo and Chris D'Elia. And they're not doing their acts. People have, I've seen kids pull from their personalities the way that, say, like we pulled from the way we appreciated Attell.
Yeah.
Dude, so many people look at D'Elia and Theo as like, I think there's a lot of young kids that like going like freshmen in college that don't know who they are, but they know that D'Elia and Theo are both cool as fuck. They're very funny. And I've seen so many fucking Theo haircuts on the road that I'm like, he literally has taken his pacing, the way he talks.
Yeah.
And D'Elia, dude, I hung out with a guy this weekend that was doing D'Elia to me. And I was like, that's not, by the way, just so you know, that's not Chris D'Elia when you hang out with him. Yeah. Like what you're doing is what you think his act is.
Right.
And what you see on his podcast. And he's doing not it, who the fuck he is at all.
He's doing it off stage.
He's doing it off stage. Yeah.
But that's,
by the way, I'm not doing D'Elia well. I hope I didn't offend anybody. I'm not doing anyone well, but D'Elia, like the, so cute, like that kind of stuff, like the cool does. You're crazy.
This guy's doing this hanging out.
Yeah. And I was like, bro, Chris D'Elia is a very normal human being hanging out. By the way, I've talked about Chris D'Elia a lot this podcast.
You sure have.
Yeah.
Almost like you think about him all the time. So, look, we got to wrap this up, but I want to tell you, I'm going to Europe, and let's see, the shows with some tickets left. There's tickets left in Paris. There's a few tickets left for London. They released some tickets for the London show. That's on October 31st. And the Dublin early show has 50 tickets left. After that,
where are you performing in Dublin?
In Dublin, I am doing the Olympia. I'm doing two shows at the Olympia on November 3rd. Then I go to Kingston, New York, the Beacon Theater. The early show is sold out. The late show has tickets November 7th. The late show in Bensalem at Parks Casino has tickets left on November 8th. Syracuse has a few tickets left. Charlotte as well, and Lake Charles. And then the tour rolls on. After Austin, where I shoot, we do Melbourne and Miami. And the main thing I wanted to tell you is that Australia, which I'm going to...
Have you canceled that yet?
No. But everything is sold out except for Melbourne and New Zealand. All the other shows are sold out. We're not adding shows. I'm just keeping it the way it is.
It's tough when you add shows that you have to cancel.
And then I do that Las Vegas. Those things have been announced for 2020. Those are all at tomsegura.com/tour. And Bert, where are you going to be?
This weekend, I am in Syracuse, Buffalo, and Pittsburgh. We've added shows in Buffalo and in Pittsburgh. Then the next week, Virginia Beach, we've added a show. Baltimore, we've added a show. And Montclair, New Jersey, we've added a show. Along with Huntington, New York, we've added a show. We've also added shows in Cincinnati, Columbus, Chicago, Cleveland, Fresno, Reno, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City. That's the Body Shots World Tour. Pechanga. Pechanga. I'm at Pechanga on the 28th or the 29th, and I'm in Atlantic City on the 28th or the
29th. It's a lot of added shows, man.
A lot of added shows. Yeah, yeah. Those are the ones that need help. So buy tickets for those.
Go see Bert live. Come see me. Listen to Your Mom's House. Watch those videos I told you on my Tom Segura YouTube page.
We're
going to
go sweat right now, right?
We're going to go sweat. We got shit to do. Thank you guys for watching, for listening. Thanks for getting the Two Bears merch. We appreciate it all. And we'll see you next week.
Yep.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.